This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody out there working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, by the way, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and let's not forget all those snowplow and sander drivers out there where it's snowing, and you know what that is, and also to the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. All right, with us is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and Denise Simon is there. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
I know. I do that. I flip the button, and you're over there. It's like, yep, here I am. All right. There's an interesting sidebar story, if you will, coming out of San Francisco, California. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Patty Hearst in the day.
You know, first of all, there were 600,000 law enforcement signatures in and around Northern California in protest of having Tessa Boudin as the San Francisco district attorney.
Yeah.
Obviously, that didn't work. Now, Tessa Boudin won his race to be the San Francisco district attorney. Now, who is Tessa Boudin? Well, his parents were sent to prison because of those that they had killed during a weather underground bombing operation.
Mm-hmm.
And while his parents were in prison, it was kind of like, well, what happens to this kid? Well, he ended up being raised by Bill Ayers, yet another fellow weather undergrounder.
Yep.
He won the vote kind of significantly, I would say, by around 7,000 or 8,000. Now, the big question is, did Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi vote for him? Because they happen to live in the very district in which he will be the district attorney.
Wonderful.
You just can't make some of this stuff up. Now, he is a self-avowed socialist, but I would say he's more of a Marxist because at one point, too, he was also the media person and propaganda person for Hugo Chavez.
Good Lord. Does he get any worse?
Yeah, at one point, you know, he went to Yale. He's a trained lawyer. He left the United States and went on down there to Venezuela and worked as a translator for Hugo Chavez. And, you know, Hugo Chavez was going to socially transform Venezuela, blah, 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 blah. So, look, there's nothing good about this guy, just nothing.
Yeah.
So who exactly in San Francisco voted for this cat. I mean, it's just remarkable.
Well, wait a minute. That's a local election, so the illegals can vote. It must have been the illegals.
Well, here's the thing. Proposition 47, I think it was. I wrote about that too. I think it was 47. Was reducing a lot of felonies down to misdemeanors. I think you and I talked about it.
Yeah.
Well, now what he is proposing is that all kinds of other felony charges, these people that are charged, they don't have to pay bail. They can stay out on the outside while they wait for their trial. Some other things, they won't even get anything more than just a ticket. It's like he doesn't want to jail anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just nobody. So San Francisco now, I would argue, is going to look, like chaos. I mean, I don't think San Francisco could get any worse. I mean, it's remarkable to me that San Francisco could be this stupid.
By the way, we have a question from David, our Uber driver down in Sarasota. He says, Captain, what is the name of the nuclear and biological weapons base in Virginia? I know where the place was, what was it called? Naval Underwater Submarine, something or another, and they had some stuff stashed there down along the bridge on, what was that, US 1, I think, that we ran up through there, right over the bridge at Chesapeake, or over the Potomac. It was on the Virginia side.
Talking about in Yorktown?
Is that what it is? That's the only place. Well, I don't know. He wanted to know what it was. I don't know what he was asking me for, but because of the fact that you've got the Democrats in charge of Virginia running the whole shooting match. Well, they don't have anything to do with that stuff, David.
I don't know. I mean,
said Fort Pickett. I don't know that Fort Pickett is.
I don't know. That's above my pay grade.
Yeah, it's not Fort Pickett. I don't believe there is a facility. I don't remember if it's US 1 or US 17 or both, but there is a facility, and it's right there along the river, along the Potomac River. So that's the one he's probably thinking of. Anyway, let's see. We're going to hit the break here, but let's kind of tease what we're going to do. When we come back from the break, folks, we're going to talk about this impeachment thing, and the Democrats may have bitten off more than they can chew, because get this, it's entirely possible that what they've got, which is not according to the rules of the House or the Senate verbatim, might not even be brought up in the Senate. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
Mom.
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, in this portion of the program, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, are you feeling lucky today? Because if so, I want you to go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there on the right tab. And a window will drop down for the free gun a day giveaway. Now, that changes every day at midnight. You get a new gun that you can try to win. But you got to sign up to try to win it. So go over there, sign up for it, and see what you can do. See if you're feeling lucky today. And then maybe you'll get lucky and win that. And we can announce you here in the program. But after you do that, how about considering becoming a member? They've got three levels of membership. You can do that. And for becoming a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff from the United States Concealed Carry Association. And it's all good. It's all usable. By the way, probably the best part of it is going to be the Concealed Carry magazine you'll get every month, because there's always coupons and discounts in there for things like guns, ammunition, fishing supplies, RV, camping. So it's all beneficial. So that's the USCCA logo link on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And good luck. We want to be talking about a winner here one of these days. Okie dokie. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Before we go over to what you just sent me there, we talked briefly, but we didn't talk a lot about this, about the former Attorney General, Matt Whitaker, and the rules that seem to be in place that have not been followed, that the Senate has to have in order to consider impeachment. And the former Attorney General, Matt Whitaker, says not only is impeachment dead on arrival at the Senate, there's a risk the Senate won't even take it up because the procedural things that should have been in there, the way it should have been done, were not followed. So therefore, it doesn't fit the procedure that the Senate has to have.
I mean,
does that make
right.
sense? Okay, almost right. Okay.
Almost right.
Well, it's close.
Okay, every impeachment event has its own
custom rules that are created. So, I mean, the impeachment of Clinton didn't look like the impeachment of Nixon that was about to happen. Okay, so what the House did was create these rules, and these rules still make the Republicans subservient to the point where even the list of requested witnesses by the Republicans, several on the list were denied by Schiff. So that means that the Republicans don't get equalness in this process. As a consequence of that, you've got the Senate that's already saying, look, we already know that this is one-sided and that the Republicans are not being treated fairly. So as a consequence, we likely won't take this up at all. And at one point, McConnell said that he would, but that was prior to the rules that were established by Pelosi and Adam Schiff.
Sure.
Now, I still say, based on all of this, we're going to go through this charade of open testimony, which I think begins, what, tomorrow?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So it will be interesting to see if Schiff even allows the Republicans equal time and to ask questions like they want to without being interrupted or Schiff telling the witness not to answer the question. So when all is said and done, I think we're going to have to live through this charade much like we did with the Mueller report, with the Mueller investigation.
And the Kavanaugh confirmation.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I don't believe there's going to be a full House vote. When we get through with this theatrical event we've got going on.
Yeah, and the people aren't buying this. The people around the country, the people keep calling me, the messages I keep getting, they're not buying it. I'm hearing from them.
Here's one thing that's very important, and very, very important, because, and I have written two articles about this particular component. What Trump did to withhold aid, not once but twice, actually, to Ukraine, was legal and lawful. He is actually required to do that because of corruption.
Yeah.
Not only was corruption being investigated in Ukraine by Ukraine, but I just wrote this the other day, in April of 2016, the FBI set up a shop over in Ukraine, in Kiev, to investigate under a joint operation. So, this is a bigger deal. It goes beyond just the Biden thing, but it is a piece part of the money laundering and illicit funds that were coming out of Ukraine.
So we had this president in Bolivia step down, and he's now shown up what, in Mexico?
Mexico gave him political asylum.
Wonderful. What's new? What's going to happen next?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, Fidel, come on over. Oh, never mind.
You've got a power vacuum now going on in Bolivia. If anybody's paying attention, essentially Bolivia is governmentless, which is the same place that we have Lebanon, governmentless, because their president, Al-Hariri, also resigned for the second time about 2 weeks ago. So now I think you've got some major protests going on. What was it in Chile, which is the reason they had to cancel that summit?
Yep.
What's going on in Hong Kong was really bad over the weekend because one protester got shot point blank in the stomach. Another one was set on fire.
Yeah. Now, we just mentioned Mexico, and I forgot to say, Mexico announced yesterday they made arrests. We don't know how many, but they made arrests, plural arrests, in the massacre of the U.S. women and children.
Yeah. Then we're finding out that they made arrests, but they didn't have anything to do with the slaughter of this family. So, We don't know where that is. Quite frankly, I don't trust anything in Mexico. So it's kind of like trusting something that's coming out of Russia. I don't trust anything.
Well, we talked about Israel with the rockets that were fired there a couple, 3 hours ago. But there's also something else that happened yesterday. The Russian hacker, Alexei Berkov, is that how you say that? Berkov? Anyway, was arrested in Israel in 2015, charged with hacking in the United States, and he is just now being returned to the United States. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just saw. Okay.
Which is kind of interesting because Russia never cooperates.
Yep. All right. Well, let's go with the Taliban because the Taliban in Afghanistan is still a happy little clan doing their thing.
We have... We've had at least two hostages that have been held by the Taliban/Haqqani. One of them is an American citizen. I've been kind of watching this for a couple of years. The other one is an Australian. Well, the Taliban agreed to a prisoner swap. So two hostages, one a U.S. citizen, and another, an Australian, have apparently been released by the Taliban in a prisoner swap. So now these two people were kidnapped in 2016. I don't like prisoner swaps quite actually, but we kind of did this with Bo Bergdahl. And
mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like those kinds of things, but... Anyway, this is where we are. So we've got two that, one being an American that is, at some point, I guess, is going to come home. We don't know their medical conditions. We don't know where they are right now. We're not being told those details. They're in prison.
Who is Marsha Lazareva? Who is Marsha Lazareva, who was sentenced yesterday in Kuwait, a CEO, to 15 years?
No idea.
I don't either, but it's right here. It just popped up here. Marsha Lazareva, a Wharton Business School graduate, was sentenced in Kuwait, a CEO, to 15 years in prison. Wow.
Above my pay grade.
Well, how about this one? We'll finish with this. Neil Young, remember him?
Yeah, I think.
What's that? Working in a free world or something like that, but anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
His U.S. citizenship is being held up over his extended marijuana use.
Oh, okay.
Apparently he's got to have this stuff with him. He's been caught a few times on the border, and they don't like that, and... present a little problem, he may not become a citizen because of it. Oh, well. Okay, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Maybe we can get to the root of the Israeli problem. Stay low.
All right, thanks.
Stay low. All righty, Denise Simon, and she's always a wealth of information. We appreciate her very much. And in the meantime, I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as we learn former President Jimmy Carter admitted to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia for a procedure to relieve pressure from his brain, this stemming from his recent falls.
To each veteran of the war, the glory of your deeds will only grow greater.
with time.
President Trump making history, becoming the first sitting president to speak at the Veterans Day Parade in New York City. He speaks for about 20 minutes and mentions advancements at the VA.
Our administration and all of the work that we've done, the veteran satisfaction with the VA is at 90%.
Now, in terms of the crowd, some never-Trumpers putting signs up in windows, one saying impeach, the other convict, but supporters of the president cheering him on and loyal followers wearing red MAGA hats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy it is. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch and our second military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Always a plethora of information there, and they can help you out with your job future, too. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, more and more young people, and we know this, are not going right off to college. They've gone to the trade schools, the technical schools, to learn a trade. But some of them don't realize that when they come out of that trade school, they're going to be what's called an apprentice, or they're going to be what's called an 80%er, especially if you take a union job. You're going to wind up getting paid 80% of, say, $12 an hour, $15 an hour. Obviously, $12 an hour is $99.60 an hour at 80%, and $15 an hour at 80% is going to wind up being $12 an hour. So there you go. How would you like the opportunity to make $50,000 to $60,000 bingo right off the bat? How would you like that? Well, it can be done. It can be done. Now, you need to check out the National Aviation Academy. NAA.edu is the website. They can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more, 50 to 60, very common right off the bat. So you can check them out to find out more, NAA.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. And oh, by the way, campuses in Concord, Mass, outside Boston, campuses down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. All you're going to do is make money. That's all you're going to do, and become a certified aviation maintenance tech in the process. So there you go. Now, the Army is having a great recruiting year, but they're not the only branch of the service that is either. You know, the Coast Guard, which is pretty much a stateside service, although they do have some other branches and some other areas where you can go and do the service. You can be on an icebreaker, for example. You can also go overseas and guard oil platforms. They do that in the Persian Gulf, but it's all good stuff. So keep in mind that with the Coast Guard, the United States Coast Guard, or with the Army, or with the Navy, or with the Marines, or with the Air Force, even the Merchant Marine, you'll have a career that'll be second to nobody. Now, you want to sign up for 6 years? You're already in the military? You want a bonus? There's still time to snag that $40,000. If you're in the military, and if you want to sign up as a new recruit, you can still get a 6-year, $40,000 bonus. Now, that's only available if you'll commit to that, 6 years in the military. You'll start out in the infantry as a grunt, and you'll go from there. Now, not everybody in the infantry is going to be just walking around with a rifle and saying, you know, this is my rifle, this is my gun, and all that. Nope. It's not going to be that easy. You have to have other people to do other things, so keep that in mind. And the Navy, not to be outdone, is getting ready. The Gerald R. Ford went out and did a shakedown cruise. They ran it at full speed. They did some different maneuvers with it, tried some different stuff. It's back in again, getting closer and closer and closer to get that thing back out onto the water with all the cost overruns and whatnot. But we're a little bit short over there in the Persian Gulf right now. The USS Abraham Lincoln remains on station just outside the Persian Gulf. And we're in the process of sending somebody else over there, another carrier, another battle group, not sure which one. We never know who that is until they actually get them out there, and then we hear about it. By the way, the Air Force has said that they're overseeing the F-16 fighting Falcon program, that they've seen no data that indicates emerging safety issues with the fighter jet, though more than a dozen have crashed since 2014. But they don't see any problem over there yet. Oh, and I talked about this in the last hour, and one of my Marines said, you're doing what? One of my ex-Marines, you know, former Marines, active duty Marines, now retired, said, they're doing what? Well, male Marines will now be allowed to carry small black umbrellas with their service or dress uniforms, the Marine Corps has confirmed. The lady Marines have been able to do that for quite some time, but now the men will be able to. So there you go. How do you like that? Now, a Marine these days, grunts are not exactly what they used to be, and they're really, really shaping them into line. And, of course, there's been an experiment with some of these basic training camps, and they keep them for 4 weeks longer to get a better trained and better equipped soldier, physically better trained and all that, too. And that's working out quite well, thank you very much, in some of the services where it's been experimented. Now, even bigger budgets for the VA, you say? Yep, could be. Could be. The Veterans Affairs Secretary, Robert Wilkie, has a bold prediction for the 2020 election. his department's programs are going to come out a winner as a result. He's asking for more to get more done, and we'll see how all that plays out with everything that's transpiring here. Hopefully, it'll work. Now, Lockheed Martin has been awarded a $184.5 million repair capabilities on the production lot of F-35 aircraft operated by the Pentagon and other Department of Defense program participants. Now, Lockheed netted the $184.5 million for organic depot-level repairs on the F-35s. We'll see how that all plays out. By the way, Norway, three Norwegian F-16s from the remote base high above the Arctic Circle accompanied American B-52 above the Barents Sea for exercises that included information sharing with the U.S. P-8 surveillance planes operating nearby, a show of force that came a week after 10 Russian submarines cruised through the waterway in one of the biggest undersea exercises since the end of the Cold War. Can you imagine that? Having 10 Russian submarines come sailing by? Holy smokes. Head for the hills, right? By the way, construction projects, bonuses and pay, and delays in maintenance could be the first funding casualties for the military if Congress does not approve the defense budget soon and continues to fund the Defense Department with temporary spending measures. I do believe the pay is okay to go with what they're giving them right away. So they're all right with that, but as far as anything else, so far we're not really sure. And by the way, they got to quit mucking around with this stuff. They really do. House Democrats have sought to use President Trump's Space Force as leverage in a fight over his border wall during negotiations with Senate Republicans on the annual defense policy bill, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee said. And oh, by the way, you heard me tell you that SpaceX launched a bunch of communication satellites, 574 pounds apiece is what they weighed. SpaceX launched 60 more mini satellites for the global internet, for the satellite internet up there floating around right now. How about that? So if you got internet and you got it by way of the satellite, you're going to have even better service with those 60 satellites that were put up there just yesterday. Now, coming up in just a couple of minutes, about 5 minutes at the most, we'll have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to be talking about some financial stuff, of course. We're also going to be talking about this deal transpiring with whatever happened in Kuwait with that woman. By the way, she's a Russian. She's not an American. We found out she's a Russian. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at the Relief Factor plant up there in good old Washington State around Seattle. And I'll tell you what, that father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, they do a bang-up job, a bang-up job of doing what they do. Because I've been very fortunate in the fact that about 3 years and 8 months ago, I actually took upon myself to take advantage of the program that they offered with the Relief Factor, and in doing so, I actually wound up getting better a lot quicker than what I thought it was going to do, and it shocked the heck out of me because I took something that worked right off the bat. There you go. Right off the bat, it worked. So I was so happy that I was able to do that. And if it worked for me, folks, it can work for you. All you got to do is take the Relief Factor 3-week quick start if you're suffering from any kind of pain. And I've got arthritis, and everybody knows what that's all about. That is painful. But if you've got back pain, if you've got neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, your muscles ache. If you're out there like Chris Markowski and you just played 9,000 rounds of lacrosse, then guess what? This will help you. But you got to take it more than just one time. You take it over the course of the 3 weeks that the Quick Start tells you to, and it'll, in 80% of the cases, it apparently works, because that's what they're telling me. 80% of the time, people turn around, and what did they do, you say? They reorder it. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. But before I get to him, don't forget to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And remember, it's all about getting rid of pain. I mean, this will work. I know it will work for me. Hopefully, it'll work for you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Oh, boy, I'm telling you, you know, this doggone impeachment stuff that's going on. But what I want to talk about with you is what's going on up there in New York State. Now, is it the district attorney in Manhattan that's trying to get the president's tax returns? Is that who that is?
They've been doing that for a while, yes.
Okay, so there was
they're bored. They keep losing everything. They just lost a big case against Exxon as well. I mean, it's a joke. It's like, well, why don't you prosecute actual crimes? But again, they just try to make names for themselves.
Well, a federal judge said that the president cannot sue New York in a D.C. court, D.C. federal court, to block the tax return release. So as it stands right now, New York can get his tax returns, but I got reason to believe that's going to wind up going to the Supreme Court, you think?
You think? Yep, probably what's going to happen.
Okay, and we'll see. We'll see what happens there, because one has to wonder. It is what it is, right?
Well, listen, I mean, I find the whole thing funny. You know, even if the tax returns eventually come out, and what? And the guy's been paying his taxes for years, for crying out loud. I mean, again, they're just, it's just, all this is an effort so somebody can pick it apart and try to come up with some sort of way to kind of attack him in some way, shape, matter, or form, when he's obviously been, you know, following the law of the land and using the tax code the way anybody else with money uses the tax code. You know, and real estate developers, like a lot, they can take advantage of a lot of breaks in the tax code with depreciation, and that's what developers do. And again, most people are not real estate developers, and they're going to take a look at this stuff and say, "Oh my God, that's terrible! It's awful." It's the law. That's how it works.
Right.
And there's a lot of tax breaks when you go ahead and you develop real estate. And again, they're going to try to use that against him and try to, you know, play it off like he's not paying his taxes, but he's paying his taxes, following the law of the land.
Is SpaceX a public company?
Well, SpaceX is part of Elon Musk and Tesla.
All right, because they just launched 60 more mini satellites for the global internet. That's the satellite internet. And they got them up there orbiting around the Earth right now. That apparently is going to be the thing of the future.
Yeah, we'll see how that thing ends up working out. And obviously you're going to have contracts with that. I think right now the big thing with the United States right now is trying to get 5G up and running. And it's a bit of a problem here, because many people are concerned about 5G and radiation and whether or not it's the health effects of this, and people are, you know, can slow things down and eventually getting this stuff up and running. But, you know, that's the big deal right now here in the States.
Yeah, but there's advantages to glowing in the dark.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, also up there in New York in your backyard, Representative Peter King has announced that he is not going to run for re-election 28 years in the Congress.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm curious to see who's going to be trying to take his seat.
Are you available?
No. Sorry. Sorry, folks. I'm telling you, that's not going to happen.
I would back you up.
Well, I appreciate that, but I would get way too many. I would lose my temper way too easy with these people in Washington, D.C. And I don't have the temperament for that.
All right. Well, let's talk about Amazon's Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is reportedly interested in buying, what you say, an NFL football team. Who's it going to be?
I don't know. Who's for sale? I don't know, the Bills were for sale several years, weren't they?
Well, Donald Trump was thinking about buying them.
Yeah, there was another group that was involved with that too. I don't know. I'm curious to see. I'll tell you, whatever. I hope they don't start another NFL team because, listen, there's not enough really decent players out there. It seems like half the rosters in the NFL are on the injured reserve now, whatever it may be. So I don't know.
Maybe he's going to go with that new the new league that Vince McMahon is starting, which is actually going to wind up being, and this has a chance of being something now. It's actually going to be the farm club for the NFL.
Which is interesting because then maybe kids won't go to college and they'll go play in that first. I don't know what's going to happen with that. But let me tell you something. Those franchises are, I don't even know what the tax write-offs are for that because they cost a fortune. But the value of those things continue to go up, up and up. That's for sure.
Yeah. By the way, we heard from Boeing yesterday. The Boeing 737 MAX may, emphasize the word may, return to service in January of 2020.
A lot of, that's big for Southwest, who uses a lot of those planes. I mean, they've been really, really hurt by that plane coming down. Again, they're going to have to go prove to everybody. I mean, it should be the safest plane that ever flew after all the work that's been done on this. But again, it's public perception. Perception's reality, and the public's got to feel safe on the airplane.
What is Alphabet's Google? What is that teaming up with a healthcare company to gather data on millions of people? Do you know what that is?
I have a very, very good friend that works for Google. We've had this conversation. A lot of people are concerned about this. Some people are obviously going to be concerned because, again, it's gathering information and how that information will be targeted toward you. But you think about this, the benefits, because Google bought Fitbit. And, we talk about insurance and the high cost of health insurance. What if, Google and a health insurance company could team up or work together, maybe they own one, where they actually track you, how healthy you are and what you're doing and you're working out and your overall health. And based upon that, you can get lower health insurance premiums because they show that you're safer, whether it be, the amount of exercise you do, whatever it may be. I think they're thinking about moving in that direction.
Well, after you reach a certain age, it just affects your breathing. It'll probably get you a lower premium.
Yeah,
all right. Did you hear about this one? Ken Cuccinelli said that immigration fee hikes are now necessary. They're going to charge more for the people to come and come into this country legally.
Well, I don't even know what they charge now.
I don't either.
Whatever it's going to be, it's not going to. It's not going to, surmount the cost that we're paying right now in welfare. I mean, Trump got blocked. He wanted to block anybody coming into the country via legal immigration if they couldn't afford to pay for their own health care, and that got blocked by a court. Hopefully that'll get overturned. I mean, we cannot continue to be a country that allows all of these immigrants to come in, and then all of a sudden they've got to get on the welfare dole. That's problematic, I would think.
Yeah, and finally, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon said that wealth inequality is a huge problem.
It is. I think it's. I'm not arguing that it's not a problem, but there's a really great way that we can go ahead and handle this is we go back and we start paying CEOs and these upper management people salaries rather than give them handout stock. I think that's what's really caused the disparity.
Yeah, millions of dollars in stock options. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay warm.
You got it.
All righty, Chris Markowski up there in New York, and it's colder than a well digger's butt up there right now, for sure. Well, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Ron Edwards coming up. And then right after Ron Edwards, Kathy Chamberlain, bottom of the hour, the author of Rules for Deplorables, the book. And we got an interesting project that we are going to be talking about there. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more in Ron Edwards 2. This is the Captain's America Third.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.